Ryan, if you will, just tell me what organization you're with, first of all.
Sure. I'm with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity here at Texas A&M.
And obviously in the wake of the shootings last week, something touched a nerve somewhere within you or within your organization, so tell us what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Last week, after we found out about the shooting and that there are two casualties, the guys in the fraternity really wanted to find a way that we could help. And so some of the guys and I got on the phone and started talking about what we could do, and we put our heads together, and we came up with this idea for a community-wide profit share that we're calling a night out in BCS. And so basically we've got just about 40 restaurants and local businesses that have signed on. They're going to host our community-wide profit share tomorrow, August the 22nd. Y'all can go to www.nightoutbcs.com to see the list of participating businesses. And basically they're going to give a percentage of their sales to two of the families that were affected by the shooting, Brian Bachman's family and Christopher Northcliffe's family.
Is it a consistent percentage, or was it left up to the restaurants to decide?
We left it up to each individual restaurant and whatever they felt comfortable giving.
And is that, I guess, you know, if you want to go and ask that restaurant before you go, is that something somebody can do? Or
They certainly can ask, but, you know, our biggest thing was, and we've been floored by just how supportive our local businesses have been and how easy it was to get them to sign on to this effort. They really wanted to help. And so, you know, for me personally, just the fact that these businesses have put their names out there and said, yes, we want to help in any way that we can, that's enough for me.
Now, let's say somebody's already got plans. They're booked for tomorrow night. They can't go out, or they, you know, they got something else going on, but they want to help out. Is there a way that they can do that?
Sure. There are two funds that have been set up for both of the families. Brian Bachman's family has a fund set up at American Momentum Bank that was set up by Jeff Paradowski at the law office over there. And so they can donate to that. And then at Prosperity Bank, there's a fund set up in the memoriam for Chris Northcliffe.
All right. Anything else that we left out?
I think that is it.
Hey, Ryan, I appreciate your time, man. Good luck with the event.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Take care.